Sister Mary, I'll spray a little perfume on my shoes tonight. Still a chorus tonight, I'm gonna dance like Bruce of Dawn. There's a much bigger one in there tonight.
Lovely.
And maybe, well, just maybe, next week we can get out on a date. Maybe, well, just maybe, should your mother fall asleep, we'll stay out late. That's my wife and her family trying to break into show business, ladies and gentlemen. Spray a little perfume on my shoes tonight. Tonight I'm gonna dance right through till dawn. Stay back on bass and Tom is done. It's still a little chorus tonight. I'm gonna dance like Bruce of Dawn. The last verse is in no way autobiographical. Doug Peg told me that he had a different girlfriend for every day of the week. Is that true, Doug?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not your carers? So 600 sequins on our dresses tonight. Catch this falling star and hold him close. Click that camera, big, big smile. Spin me round a little while. Kiss my cheek, but don't step near my toe. Squeeze my finger as you linger, Martha, my dear. Then dance me to that quiet corner. Nibble on my little ear, Mother Superior. Spray a little perfume on my shoes tonight. There's three to go. Tonight I'm going to
dance like Bruce of Dawn.
Girls on your own now. Nice. Tonight I'm going to dance right through till dawn. We went to see Jose Carreras recently. He hates it when you sing along. This is a request for a very nice gentleman I met over there yesterday. He said, I have trouble getting up on a Friday morning. He said, but if you do this song, he said, I'll come along. So I'm going to do it anyway, even though he's not here. It's a little song, it's a bit of a chorus, it's the only life Gloria knows. And if you can just whisper the chorus with the person next to you, it turns a very ordinary song into a bit of an occasion. The smoke on the street from the hamburger stand is hurting her nose and her eyes. Each doorway's a bedroom for Gloria now, and it's there that one day she may die. She sells the papers, but that ain't enough, and she sleeps every night in her clothes. Gloria's out on the street tonight. It's the only life Gloria knows. Drink and she'll dance for the men on her own, or she'll go for a ride in their car. The seat's nice and warm when you've stood for so long on those men ain't so bad before dark. But they never pay much, their touch is so rough, and they say she's no life in her soul. Glory is out on the street tonight, it's the only life Gloria knows. We could try it. Glory is out on the street tonight, it's the only life Gloria knows. Days on the street wear the shoes from her fate, and the wind puts a knife in her arm. She grabs at his throat, she refuses a coat from a young man who means her no harm. She'll often chat if those kids will chat back. Most of her time she's alone. Tonight, it's the only life Gloria knows. Is what yours? She misses her brother, she cannot speak to her mother, since her own father told her to go. Evening is falling, yes, she thinks about calling, but there's something inside her says no. She spends her loose change on a bottle again, and she drinks it all down in one go. Glory is out on the street tonight, it's the only life Gloria knows. There's one more. Glory is out on the street tonight, it's the only life Gloria knows.
I don't know if you can read Peggy's t-shirt. There's a whole industry now of song titles for the Grey Pound. Very delicately, Knights in White Statins. This whole genre started, of course, with the famous song Stairlift to Heaven, only to graduate into all sorts of genres, you know, just attached to even individual songwriters. The Paul Simon catalogue particularly intrigued us. I Am a Wreck.
We came up with one. My throat, my voice is gone. It's like I blame it on the bar last night. The one we came up with the other day was I Believe.
By The Bachelor.
Of course, the worst one is Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Sorry. 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver. A particular favourite of mine, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson's Barley Water. But there are thousands. Lulu, you'll have to shout. Abba, Does Your Mother Know You? Anyway, another time. This is for anybody who remembers the 1970s. And let's face it, we're on pretty safe ground now. I mean, I looked at the field this morning and that word popped into my head and it will not leave. That word is medication. So, the chorus of this song, ladies and gentlemen, is the name of the iconic band from the 1960s. And Dave D, Dozy, Beaky Mick, and Titch. And if you could sing all those words in the right order, the song just flies by. So, for anybody who hasn't seen your moments, here we go. You see, I'm not one to ever stereotype, but there's a few things that I could tell you about my wife.
Woo!
It's been over 30 years. She's reduced us both to tears. She's hardly ever got my name right. What a life. Hey, that was Hattie, not Betty. And don't forget it's Letty who serves at the grocery store. And that was Bob, not Robin. It was Bob who lost his job, so he doesn't drive the lorry anymore. Pick up Rita and Peter, who bought the red two-seater from Sunita with the pink front door. She got the paint from Jerry, the brush from Terry. It ran out, there wasn't any more. Here's the chorus. John, Paul, George and Ringo. Dicky, dozy, beaky, make a titch. John, Paul, George and Ringo. Dicky, dozy, beaky, make a titch. She never quite learned the lingo. Read that label, there's my bum the biggest. And she even gets my name wrong. Woodman, spare my wife. She's never got my name right in her life. Rachel did a day to let us know that Cousin Faye had a baby, but we're not to tell her dad. Anna promised that she wouldn't enroll, and said we shouldn't. In the end, we all concurred we better had. Alan said it wasn't fair, and Andrew said he didn't care. Alvin told her to shut up, we must be mad. And then we all went back to work, and Margaret Alvin was a jerk. All agreed that Alvin's home might be sad. Oh, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. She never quite learned the lingo. Read the label, this is my bumbling bigness. And she even gets my name wrong. Would my spare my wife? She's never got my name right in her life. Just a day back. Know that we're enjoying ourselves very much, because on a little Mirth and Mischief tour, the first gig we did, we started just like we started this morning, and some guy shouted from the back, said, "Is it just you?" You think she's on her own, but when she started on the phone, you never heard such nonsense in your life. She calls Jim John, she calls Tim Don, and when I tell her that she's wrong, she says she's right. She calls Nat Pat, says the skinny ones are fat, and she can argue white is black and black is white. And when I tell her that she's wrong, there is such a dancing song, close the book and turn the light and say goodnight. Well, I've been going on forever at the end of your tether. Some would say pathetic, I'm thinking it's genetic, cause her father is the same, but her mother takes the blame. She can see it clearly, thank God she loves him dearly. When she's with her sons and daughters, she says she shouldn't honor the children too. Haven't got a clue. Girls will be boys, boys will be girls. She gets a little kinky in her mixed up world. John, Paul, George and Ringo. She never quite learned the lingo. Read the label, does my bum look like a mess? And she even gets my name wrong. Would mom spare my wife? She's never got my name right in her life. There's only one more of those. Now she never got my name right in her life. We were asked to advertise the rather large car boot fair tomorrow. And you don't have car boot fairs in every country in the world, but we seem to be obsessed with getting a bargain and all that sort of stuff nowadays. Of course, if you go to a charity shop, you stand outside the charity shop, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't really intend to buy what you come out of the charity shop with. Or if you go to a car boot sale, you come back with rubbish. As you can see from the way we're dressed. But my brother had been in America for 30 odd years, and he'd never been to a car boot fair, so I took him to one. And he was supposed to buy some batteries at the car boot fair, but he came back with an orange and black wetsuit. And who knows why. So we wondered about the history of this particular phenomenon. So we tracked it back to a television program in the 1960s, written by Galton and Simpson, called Steptoe and Son. Do you remember the theme tune was called Old Ned? It's sort of... That could only be a working class tune, though, couldn't it? Can you imagine the guys going up the hill to Downton Abbey with the little dog and that tune playing? It just wouldn't work. But we've revised it for copyright reasons into this, if you would be so kind as to do it for us. And it goes... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A 1, 2, 3, 4, and you could be as sarcastic and as indifferent on that last long note as you choose. So this is for anybody who enjoys a bargain. And do attend the car boot sale tomorrow. All for a good cause.
Lots of Staleyes and albums. Don't tell Maddie I'll send that.
It's over there!
It is older people, though. We moved to Scotland not so long ago, and it was the first warning, and there was a police officer arrived at the door at 6:30. He said, "Are you Anthony John Clark?" I said, "I am." He said, "Well, we've got some good news and some bad news for you, Anthony. What do you want first?" I said, "Well, give me the bad news." He said, "Well, we found a trace of your blood at the scene of a break-in and entering in Jedburgh." I said, "Well, that's not very good. What's the good news?" Said, "Your cholesterol level has come down." "I have all the information and I know the location. Won't you come to the boot fair? It's 20 pence to get in. Barbara gave me a ring. She said you gotta get down there. With the stamp collectors, the smoke detectors, the 1969 home slide projectors, Lego Meccano, that glass is not Murano, and 6 LPs by Jose Feliciano. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. We won't be there long, it's all going for a song. Come with me to the boot fair. Step toe. It's in that field beside the station, your obsession of the nation. Won't you come to the boot fair? You'll find parking for your car, it ain't very far, and we're all out in the fresh air. With a broken buckaroo and an orthopedic shoe, some dusty old doll's houses, some short leather skirts, some military shirts, and some big girls' blouses. Like Victor with his valiants and his beezers and his dandies at the boot fair. Hey, that Kenwood chefette, that could be handy at a boot fair. Oh, beads and seeds and picture frames. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, what were their names? A roulette wheel, but the ball's not there. Only 250, but do we really care about that little book of poetry by Sylvia Plath at the boot fair? They said it would be funny, it didn't make me laugh at the boot fair. In every city, every town, save up your pennies, stroll up and down. Brackets, hinges, odds and ends, never go alone, you phone that friend. You see, I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. We won't be there long, it's all going for a song. Come with me to the boot fair. Step toe, and tap, 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 tap. Extend that a bit louder. Hey, I got a pair of Levi's with a broken zip at the boot fair. And pegging you as Troika from his car as Cliff at the boot fair. I got a Sabudio team, but the keeper was long gone. An action man, absolutely nothing on. A nurse's costume, suspenders and syringe. A dodgy DVD starring Danish twins. Some fishing hooks as well, and a damn brown book from a guy who was a policeman, but he looked like a crook. Andy Murray's tennis racket, fancy that. Basil D'Oliveira's cricket bat. I just wanna go, I just wanna go to the boot fair. We won't be there long, it's all going for a song. Come with me to the boot fair. Step to Irish accent. Step to French accent. Step to Birmingham accent. I got a tablecloth, an anorak, a roller skate at the boot fair. I could have had your roof rack and your number plates at the boot fair. Hey, I got some brand new curtains for Peggy's Kitchen. Cassettes by Nana Muscuri and Fairport Convention and Paul Mitchell, in case you're out there. Handles, candles, teddy bears and trolls and a million things I'll never use at all. Hey, it's 4 p.m. There's a little spot of rain at the food fair. Next week we'll come back, we'll do it all again at the food fair. I'm getting very excited, actually. Sad bit. There's a Jodie Foster poster. Now, she looks smoky. A book to teach yourself how to do the hokey-cokey. And a CD with a song on it called Tuesday Night Is Always Karaoke, which none of you have ever heard, and it doesn't matter because it wasn't a hit. What a fabulous food fair. Here we go, I just want to go. I just want to go to the food fair. We won't be there long. It's all going for a song. Come with me to the food fair. Take a second step to hold the last note forever. That's it. Prize for the last person, do we?
Circular breathing going on somewhere. Then.
Oh, shut up.
There we go.
Hey, nice. To do a little song about a town in Scotland called Pitlochry. First time Peggy and I went to Pitlochry, we had black pudding and I was haggis. Is there anybody here from Pitlochry? Right. 12 people. That's for Wendy and Alan, we got it. It was raining on the day we found Pitlochry. Hand in hand we strolled that tourist trail. I tried on some new boots, an expensive charcoal suit, a sparring socks and kilt from Campbell's Sale. And from where we stood we couldn't see the line, the river falls, and the rocks upon the hillside were just rocks, not men at all. And you sang you'd take the high road, but you didn't know it all in Pitlochry. And it may have been the morning, and it may have been the day, or the shepherd's gentle evening, when hearts get swept away. Raining on the day we found Pitlochry, how the grey clouds ushered in a sunny day. Raining on the day we found Pitlochry, how the grey clouds ushered in a sunny day. Oh, you wrapped your arms around me in Pitlochry, and the tears became a prayer for better days. And yet time you took to touch the wildest flowers on the lane, you were disinclined to turn and walk away. And the rattle of the steam train before it came in view, an empty station platform, a little train for me and you. And you said, old man, I love you, and I said, I love you too, in Pitlochry. It may have been the morning, it may have been the day, or the shepherd's gentle evening, when
when hearts get swept away, raining on the day we found Spitlock Green. Are the grey clouds ushered in a sunny day?
Here's a tune you know well. Just five times louder than the person standing or sitting beside you, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. One. You take the high road, and I'll take the low road. And I'll be in Scotland the foyer. For me and my true love may never meet again on the bonny, bonny back. Take one on your own. You take the
This next instrumental. It's something that I learned from Dave Sporbrick. I've got a very funny story about it, which if you catch me at the bar after this, I'll tell you, because it's a bit naughty and it's very funny. I can't do it through the PA. I'll do it at the bar, yeah? I'll do it at the bar later. It's Flatback Capers, yeah? From Full House. So, good luck, Anthony. He's never played this before, so he's in, and it's quite treacherous. It's difficult. So I do apologise. Have a dance if you want. And
if any of you guys out the front know the chords, just keep shouting them in the middle. Like that.
This is for Swarby. Yeah. Yeah.